Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into the world of speed reading. We're going to be looking at research, specifically how viable these techniques are in our digital age. Our main source today is a study called Assessment of Stimuli for Supporting Speed Reading on Electronic Devices. Now, this isn't just some article we found online. This is peer-reviewed research presented at the ACM conference on human factors in computing systems. And joining us to break it all down is an expert researcher. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
It's great to be here. I'm looking forward to this.
So before we get into specific speed reading techniques, let's address the elephant in the room. What does the research actually say about speed reading? Can people really learn to read at, you know, these superhuman speeds without sacrificing comprehension?
It's a question researchers have been grappling with for decades. The research on speed reading, I would say it's mixed. Some studies suggest with the right training, you can increase your reading speed without losing comprehension. But, you know, it's not as simple as just deciding to read faster. A concept that's really central to a lot of reading research is the Matthew effect, which basically says that good readers, they read more, right? And because they read more, they get even better at reading. It's a self-reinforcing cycle. It highlights just how important it is to keep refining those reading skills. Now, specifically with speed reading, some studies show some pretty impressive results, increased reading speeds and even better comprehension after training. Then you have others that show a trade-off, where comprehension takes a hit as you try to read faster. So it seems like how effective speed reading is really depends on a few things, you know, like how complex the text is and what your goals are as a reader. Are you just trying to get the gist of an article or are you really trying to meticulously analyze a complex scientific paper?
Right. It's not one size fits all. It depends on you and what you're reading. Now, this study we're looking at today, they didn't just talk about speed reading in theory. They had actual people try it out, two different speed reading methods using specialized software. Can you walk us through how they actually tested this?
Yeah, they really wanted to see how these techniques performed in a more practical setting or at least within a research environment. So they had participants test out these two methods. The first one used what they called a kinetic stimulus. It's basically a moving line that underlines the text as you're reading. The idea is that the movement of the line helps to guide your eye movements, and that can lead to a smoother and faster reading pace. The second method was rapid serial visual presentation, or RSVP. Now, this technique is actually used in some speed reading apps. Basically, it flashes one word at a time on the screen at a speed that you set. This eliminates the need for your eyes to move across the page, which in theory allows you to read much faster.
Okay, so we've got these two different methods, both trying to speed up reading.
Yeah.
But how did they actually measure if it was working? Did they just, you know, time people and hope for the best?
No, they got a lot more in-depth than that. They wanted to gather both objective and subjective data. They ran two separate studies. The first was a controlled lab study with 24 participants. They used something called eye tracking technology. This allowed them to actually monitor the participants' eye movements while they were reading, both with and without the speed reading software. This way, they could see how the techniques were impacting things like how long people focused on words, how often their eyes jumped back in the text, and then, of course, the overall reading time. And to assess comprehension, they used standardized tests from the TestDaF Institute, which specializes in German language proficiency assessment. These tests, they're not just about recalling facts. They really make you demonstrate a deeper understanding of what you've read.
So they've got hard data on eye movements and these comprehension scores. But reading with words flashing or a line moving across the screen, that's going to be different from just reading normally. Did they ask about that part of it?
Oh, yeah. They wanted to get a broader perspective on how people experience these different speed reading methods. So they ran a second study. This one was online, much larger scale. They had over 100 participants. And in this online study, people read passages using both the kinetic and the RSVP methods. But instead of using that fancy eye tracking technology, they focused on getting subjective feedback. Basically, they asked people, you know, how well did you understand what you read? How comfortable is the experience? Did you feel mentally fatigued? That sort of thing. And then they also asked if they felt like the methods actually helped them read faster.
Okay, so we've set the stage. We understand the why, the how. Now let's get to the good stuff, the results. Did these speed reading techniques actually work?
Well, the results, they might surprise you.
All right, you've got my attention. Tell me more about what they found.
So one of the interesting things they discovered, maybe a little counterintuitive, is that at first, both of the speed reading methods actually led to higher levels of mental strain, at least as reported by the participants.
So you're saying there's a learning curve. You can't just jump into speed reading and expect to be comfortable right away.
Exactly. Think about it like learning to ride a bike. It was probably a bit awkward and challenging at first, right? But with practice, it became second nature. Same idea here. These speed reading methods, they require your brain to process information in a different way, and that can be demanding, especially at the beginning. The good news is, the study found that this initial strain decreased significantly after just 4 rounds of reading. So there's definitely a learning effect that kicks in with consistent practice.
That's encouraging. So it might feel a little weird at first, but our brains can adapt. But what about the big question? Comprehension. Were people actually understanding what they were reading at these higher speeds?
And this is where it gets really interesting. Remember how we talked about those mixed research findings on speed reading and comprehension? Well, this study actually found that for both the kinetic and RSVP methods, comprehension actually improved as people got faster.
Wait, so you're telling me they're reading faster and understanding more? How is that possible? You'd think there'd be a trade-off.
It does seem counterintuitive, and to be fair, it is important to note that this finding does contradict some previous research that showed a trade-off between speed and comprehension.
So what's the explanation? Why the improvement in comprehension?
Well, it may have to do with the specific techniques. Remember how the kinetic method uses that moving line to guide your eye movements? Well, researchers believe that this could lead to a decrease in something called regressions, which are those little backward jumps our eyes make when we're reading. Now, traditionally, regressions have been seen as a sign of difficulty in comprehension, the assumption being that if you have to reread something, you must not have understood it the first time.
That makes sense. Fewer regressions, smoother reading, better comprehension.
Right, that's what you'd expect, and what a lot of past research has suggested. But here's the thing. In this study, they saw a significant decrease in regressions with the kinetic method, but comprehension still improved.
So fewer regressions, but better comprehension. That's a head-scratcher.
It is. And this is where the type of text and the reader's goals might be really important. In this study, remember, they used those standardized German language tests to measure comprehension. Those tests, they're not just about surface-level understanding. They're about inference, making connections, applying information. So it's possible that the kinetic method, by promoting smoother eye movements, by reducing distractions, it actually allowed people to focus better on those higher-level comprehension tasks.
So maybe it's not that regressions are bad for comprehension in and of themselves, but that they reflect different approaches to reading.
That's one way to look at it. It's really important to remember, though, this is just one study. We need more research to fully unpack this relationship between eye movements, speed reading techniques, and comprehension.
That's the thing about research. Often raises more questions than it answers. But sometimes those questions are the most illuminating. Now, I'm really curious about the subjective side of things. We've talked about the objective data, the eye movements, the comprehension scores. But how did people feel about using these methods? Did they prefer one over the other?
Yeah, the human element is key, right? And the findings from that online study offer some really valuable insight here. Overall, people tended to prefer the RSVT method. They rated it more favorably in terms of perceived comprehension, speed support, comfort, and even how long they felt they were reading.
So even though in the lab setting, both methods seemed to improve comprehension, people subjectively felt like they were understanding more with the RSVP.
Exactly. It seems counterintuitive, right? I mean, with RSVP, you have that potential lack of context, that feeling of being rushed. But that's what they reported. However, it's really important to look beyond just the numbers and dig into the qualitative feedback that people gave in those open-ended questions, because that's where we start to get a more nuanced picture.
Let's get into that qualitative feedback. What were people saying about their experiences with these speed reading techniques?
So with the kinetic method, some people felt like it could be really helpful for longer, denser texts where skimming is acceptable. They liked how that moving line helped them to stay focused and avoid getting bogged down in the details.
It's like it's giving your eyes a guide, right? Keeps them from wandering off.
Exactly. But on the flip side, some people found that constant line movement distracting, even a little anxiety-inducing.
Yeah, I could see how that could be an issue.
Yeah.
What about RSVP? What kind of feedback did people have about that method?
Well, a lot of people found RSVP to be particularly well-suited for shorter texts, things like news articles, blog posts. They liked how it forced them to focus on one word at a time, prevented their minds from wandering.
So what might be seen as a limitation of RSVP, you know, restricting your view to just a single word, that actually becomes an advantage for certain types of reading.
Precisely. However, there were definitely some people who found that laser focus to be detrimental. They talked about feeling disoriented, lacking control. They missed being able to skim ahead or glance back at previous sentences just to confirm their understanding. Some people even reported feeling a bit of motion sickness from that rapid word presentation.
It seems like both methods have their pros and cons, but one thing that keeps coming up is this desire for control. People wanting the ability to adjust the speed, to pause, to skip ahead, or reread if they need to. It seems like if we want to really make these speed reading technologies work for people, we need to prioritize customization.
You're spot on. Flexibility and personalization, those are key. What works for one person might be completely overwhelming or ineffective for another.
So where does this all leave us? What are the big takeaways from this research? And what does it tell us about the future of reading in our increasingly digital world?
It really drives home the point that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to reading, and that goes double for speed reading. It's about recognizing that different people have different preferences, different goals when they read, and of course the text itself plays a huge role. We're moving towards a more personalized reading experience, and technology is going to be a big part of that.
Imagine a world where your e-reader, your reading app, it could actually analyze the text you're reading, maybe even assess your comprehension in real time using subtle eye tracking. Then it could dynamically adjust the display, the pacing, based on your individual needs. We could have algorithms that identify those challenging passages and automatically slow down the speed, or maybe even offer definitions, explanations on the fly. That's pretty incredible. It'd be like having a personal reading tutor built into your device.
But even with all of those advancements, do you think there will always be a place for the traditional reading experience? Curling up with a physical book, dog-earing pages, highlighting passages with a real pen.
That's a wonderful thought.
Yeah.
While these technologies, they hold immense potential for enhancing our reading experiences, I do believe that there's a certain charm, a certain satisfaction that comes with leisurely reading a physical book, and I don't think that will ever truly disappear. There's a tactile, almost meditative quality to it, engaging with a physical book that's really hard to replicate digitally. The scent of the paper, the weight of the book in your hands, these are sensory details that contribute to a very unique and irreplaceable experience.
I have to agree. Sometimes you just need to unplug, disconnect from the digital world, and appreciate the simplicity of ink on paper. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive. I feel like I've gained a whole new perspective on reading, on speed reading, and on this really interesting intersection of human cognition and technology. The pleasure was all mine. It's always a joy to delve into these topics with someone who's as curious and engaged as you are.
And for our listeners, if you'd like to explore this topic further, we've included a link to the original research paper in our show notes. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you a speed reader? Have you experimented with any of these techniques? Share your experiences, your perspectives with us on social media. This has been The Deep Dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those pages turning.